We are joined now by an organization that we've had conversations with over the years about the cool things that they do. And they're with us again this year, Flying Musicians. And John Zapp is one of the co-founders of the organization, and David Peel is one of the members and performers. So John and David, welcome, and thanks for being with us.
Welcome back. It's good to see you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Flying Musicians Association ties together two passions that tend to run deep in the people who have them. Talk about that.
They certainly do. It's an association that when we started it in 2008, we knew that there was an association because we're passionate about aviation and music, and we fly and play. Once the word got out, we're now over 550 members, and all over the world, all different genres of music and all different proficiency levels. And what's really exciting is that as a musician, you learn precision. As a pilot, you learn precision. And as a musician, you learn how to practice. If you're a pilot, you better practice to be able to be proficient. So there's so many other correlations between the two, and it's just it's a natural fit.
And would you say that the skill sets are similar?
Exactly. Hand-eye coordination, fine motor skills, multitasking, listening. Listening is a big one. As a musician, you do have to listen, and you're listening to your bandmates. You're also listening to what's going on out in the audience. As a pilot, that's the same thing. I mean, you're talking, and all of a sudden, your call sign's called by ATC, and you have to be able to discern that. If you're flying along and there's something changes in the noise, you hear it first because you're used to that. You're tuned in. So if the engine changes, skips a beat, you're going to hear it. The greatest story I've got is when you're learning upset training, you put your head down and your instructor puts the airplane in an unusual attitude for you. And then he says you're playing and you have to figure out quickly and smoothly what's happening and how to correct it. As a musician, when your head's down, you don't have blindfolds on. You know, most people do. They're clueless at first. They don't know what's going on. Well, as musicians, we already hear. We know what's going on. We can hear the engine, whether it's revved up or not, whether we can hear the wind flying past the airplane, whether you're in a climb slowing down or whether you're in a dive or whether you're we have a huge heads up. So yes, those skill sets are, there's so many. There's so many that I can't even explain all of them. But I will tell you a quick story about the principal harpist for the Utah Symphony is a member, and she's our Northwest ambassador. She also gives lessons on the harp. And what she learned when she was taking primary training, flight training, was how you have to be ahead of the airplane. Well, she does that with her students. So they're sitting there playing a piece, and she'll cover up the measure ahead of them. And initially, they just freeze. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And she teaches them, you want to be ahead of where you're playing. And once they grasp that idea, then it starts to come in. So again, a skill that you learn in music that just, and vice versa. So you learn that also as a pilot. So if you want to pick up music later, then it's something that you already have an innate ability to do.
You know, I fly for a regional airline, and not long ago I learned that one of our captains was actually the principal organist at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. And I thought, what an amazing thing. And so I visited with him a little bit. And he spoke just like you did about all these connections between flying and music. And he said that in his role, you know, performing, you know, organ recitals around the country and around the world, he said being an airline pilot's a good job for that because he has the time and the schedule, and, you know, one kind of facilitates the other. But when he said, oh, yeah, I was the principal organist at the National Cathedral for 10 years, I thought, wow. This is amazing.
Wow.
We're talking with John Zapp from Flying Musicians Association. He's one of the co-founders. And now let's bring in David Peel, who's a singer, guitarist, songwriter, pilot. Welcome back.
All those things. In certain orders, I am all those things. But I've been a performer, a solo performer, since 1966. And I'm going to tell my age here real quickly. But I had an interesting story because I was a young actor on a show called The Daniel Boone Show.
No kidding.
With Fess Parker. I played the big role of Dick the Tavern Boy in the Boonesboro Tavern.
I remember that episode. No, I'm kidding.
Don't look it up. But I was just a young actor and in touring summer with actor Fess Parker. We were in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Fess were on the show, and I was playing guitar with him. And he announced to us that the airlines have gone on strike, and I can't continue the tour on commercial with commercial flights. So 20th Century Fox sent a plane out, private plane, to pick Fess up in Myrtle Beach and take him back to California. The private plane came out of Van Nuys Airport. Well, when Fess said, David, I want you to come with me on this flight. And so I had my first GA flight in a Learjet. A cross-country flight from Myrtle Beach to back to Southern California. So I was hooked.
That's a good way to get started.
I was hooked. Yeah. It was actually one of the first Learjets. But I have been performing a solo show, aside from a few groups that I performed with, the Kingston Trio being one. I've been a solo. And I really, John was talking about, being alert, reading an audience before that next show, before you end the show, you're thinking ahead. You're also thinking plan B. What happens if there's a power equipment failure? What do I do? And you rehearse that. And so I the correlation is real. Also, the flying musicians, we don't all have to be professional musicians. Just have that passion, the love. I love aviation. I'm not able to fly like other people, but at least my passion's very high. I correlate that between singing on stage and I do that, I think, well.
Talk about the process by which you sponsor or organize hangar jams.
Mm. Well, you know, the hangar jams kind of started out with, we don't have meetings across the country yet. We haven't established chapters. We've got our members are just all over the place. So the hangar jams kind of came about as a way to bring music to an airport and aviators there, and bring aviation to musicians from the local community. So we're inviting both. We're not just inviting aviators or just musicians. We're bringing them both together. And it's an opportunity for us to raise funds for our scholarship program, which is the FMA Solo program. It's a scholarship that junior or seniors in high school are nominated. They're in music programs. They're nominated by their music director, and then we select them. We then take them from nothing, zero knowledge of aviation, through soloing an airplane, not only with funds, but also with product. My Go Flight donates a $200 flight bag. They have the best flight bag, one better than I ever had. Bose Aviation has been a wonderful partner with our association for years now, and they donate A20. This year it was four scholarships, so we've got four A20s to give out. And then Sporties donates every year Learn to Fly courses. Glime is on board as well. They're donating the test prep courses with them. And then we've got others that, you know, every time I talk to a flight school for one of the recipients to set up things, because we don't just throw money at the kids. We actually mentor them, and I actually call. If they select a flight school near them, I call the flight school to find out if they're good. I get references, and then I negotiate a decent deal for them. So their experience getting into aviation is such a wonderful thing that they're going to continue. And I've found that when I talk to, let's see, this year I've talked to Murfreesboro Aviation right outside of Nashville for the young man Isaac Hill. Isaac is going to be a senior in high school. He's the band band manager for the band, and a great kid. He just started flight training. And the guys, the folks at Murfreesboro Aviation, they've immediately say, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. After he solos, we'll give him an additional 10 hours.
That's great. Mm. That's great.
Quality Aviation Services, Midland, Michigan. Another one. Our solo recipient from Michigan this year is going to be playing a solo with the EAA Concert Band. So that'll be Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. And I'll be there to introduce him. And he started his flight training, and he's on the road today, or he would be here. And he will be soloing when he gets back from Air Venture. But they also decided to give him an additional $1,000 on top of his solo, as well as they're going to nominate him for a scholarship with the local EA chapter for flight training. So everybody's working together. Everybody's getting on board, and it's just been a fantastic program. So the Hangar Jams helped to fund that.
That's John Zapp, who's the co-founder of Flying Musicians Association. We also had a chance to talk with David Peel. David, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story about how you started in GA in a really amazing way. We're going to continue with the Flying Musicians in just a few minutes. You're listening to EAA Radio.